Shalom Aleichem, welcome on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Megillah Ches, Megillah 8a at the top, pagination 15. The Gemara here, and the Mishnayos, have gotten into a routine of sorts, described as the Ein Bains. Ein Bain meaning, there is no difference between this and that, except for a minor difference that the Mishnayos identify. For example, on the facing page, Ein ben Yomtif l'Shabbos, there's no difference between Yomtif and Shabbos, Ela ochel nefesh belvad, except that on Yomtif you're allowed to prepare food, whereas on Shabbos you're not allowed to prepare food on Shabbos, cooking and increasing the flame in order to cook the food better, is only permitted on Yom Tov and not on Shabbos. Again, different cases that are extremely similar, but have some level of distinction between them. The following Mishnah as well. Ein bein Shabbos liyom ha-Kippurim. There's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, except that the punishment for its violation is different. But the halachas of Shabbos and Yom HaKippurim are identical. The Mishnayos got into this routine because of the statement in the Mishnah on Vav Amud Beis, which compared Ador Rishon to Ador Sheni. Ador Rishon and Ador Sheni is when there's a Jewish leap year. Leap year in the Jewish calendar is a full extra month to compensate for the 11 days of discrepancy between the 354 days in the lunar calendar, meaning 12 cycles of lunar, the moon, and the 365 days in the solar calendar, the cycle related to the sun, to the seasons. And being that there's an 11-day discrepancy, eventually, every few years, there has to be an extra month put in to compensate and grant extra days to the lunar cycle so that the lunar and solar calendars should be in sync. So when there is an extra month, that extra month is the month of Adar, there becomes an Adar Rishon and an Adar Sheni, a first Adar and a second Adar. The second Adar is the one that's going to have Purim, and the Mishnah was contrasting or comparing Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. And therefore we got into this routine of Ein Bains, different things that are very similar but have some level of distinction. Our Mishnah is fairly straightforward, but you have to be meticulous in translating and understanding the case. The Mishnah states, Ein bein hamoder hano'o mechavero. There's no difference between a person who vows against benefit from his friend, whether he's making a vow that this friend or fellow should not benefit from him, or a person is making a vow that he should not benefit from the other person, whether you're the recipient or the bestower of the benefit that is now prohibited. There is no difference whether you word the vow as a mudar hana'a, I will not have benefit from the person, or if you would word the vow l'moda mimenu maichel, I won't have food benefit from that person. There's basically no difference. There are almost no cases where it'll be different. In other words, in all cases, benefit will be forbidden in the exchange which you described. Makes no difference whether you said, I won't have hana'ah from Reuven, or you said, I won't have hana'ah of Michael from Reuven. Whether you declared benefit or food benefit is basically the same. Why? There are plenty of benefits in this world that are not food benefits. One would think that vowing against all benefit is more far-reaching than just vowing against food benefit. And the answer is because normally, typically, benefits that we have save us money. And that money could then be used to buy food. And therefore, even if you worded it, "I won't have food benefit from him," you wouldn't be allowed to have other benefits from him either, if those other benefits are typically paid for, because then that benefit will save you money, and that money could be used for a food benefit. Ella, the Mishnah says, the only difference between whether you worded it as a muder hana'a, all benefit, or moder meichel, a food benefit, the only difference is going to be derisas haregel, rites of passage to walk on his property, v'kelim she'ein osin bohen ochel nefesh, and vessels which are not food utensils and are not normally paid for. Usually, the homeowner lends them to the neighbor for free, no charge. So again, cases of derisas regel, rites of passage, that a person is mevater, he usually allows anybody to pass through. He doesn't ask you for credentials. He doesn't ask you what favor you're going to do for me if I let you through. He doesn't ask for charge. He just lets people do it. So then that would be permitted if the vow was worded as a food benefit vow, because there is no food benefit here. Whereas if the person says, "I won't have any benefit from this person," then even this non-money type of benefit would also be forbidden, because it is a benefit, and that was the wording of his vow. Let's see the Gemara. Hal'inyan kelim sha'osin bohen ochel nefesh. But if it was vessels which you do use for food utensils, zevezashovin, they're equal, even though they're not charged for. They are a benefit, and they are a food benefit. It's only if you have a vessel that's not used for food, that if his vow was specifically food, and since this vessel is not used for food and it's not charged for, so there is no food benefit. The Gemara continues, derisas haregel, passage. Holokapti inchi, the Gemara says. People don't care, so maybe it shouldn't be considered even a regular benefit. Forget about the fact that it's not a food benefit. That's granted, there's no charge. But maybe it shouldn't even be called a benefit at all, because people just come and go, and no one says anything. It's a shortcut, or people stand there. He never bothered anyone about it. Halokapti inshi, it's not normal to bother people about it. Amar Rava Hamani Rabbi Eliezer, da amar vitur osur b'moder hana'a. Vitur, things that people usually forgive and allow, is forbidden in the case of a moder hana'a, a person who made a vow not to benefit, and this too is considered a benefit, even though it's normally given willingly without strings attached. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.